soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on February 7th, 2015. What I'm about to share is from the scriptures. As I was reading recently 1 John chapter 1, I was amazed by the testimony of Apostle John. You know, Apostle John was very close to Jesus. He was one of the 12 apostles. It was very, very close. You know, there was crowds of people that heard and witnessed Jesus. Thousands of people. Thousands of people partook of the miracles when Jesus took a few loaves and fishes and multiplied and fed the people with miracles. Did that twice. Thousands, hundreds of people stood and heard Jesus, encountered Jesus. And then there was the 70 that knew the Lord. And then it was the 12, and there was very few apostles, three, that knew Jesus so intimately. This is the testimony of Apostle John. I'm going to read this to you. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we've looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we've seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. All these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. You notice how he kept repeating that we were eyewitnesses. We've seen, we beheld it. We're witness, we're telling you what we saw, what we experienced, that you would be joyful, that you would have a partnership with us, and your fellowship is with the Father and with his Son. Now, listen to this. This is verse 5, 1 John 1, verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the message that Apostle John would relay to us and is testified and is written in Scripture for all the world to read. It's recorded in Scripture. What was the message? This is the message that John received of Jesus. It wasn't ecumenical. It wasn't this or that. It was very particular. And what was that message? God is light, and there's no darkness in him at all. This message that I'm relaying to you today is two phases. One, the significance of, and the weight of this, and to, for you to ponder this amazing thing that God is light. Absolutely pristine, stunning light. In fact, no man can see God and live. And Jesus said no one ever saw God. They were only visions. We see the Father as expressed through his Son, Jesus. He is the very glory of God in the face of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, God is light, and there's no darkness in him. And this should be your joy. He's absolutely the truth. There's no lie. He is impossible for God to lie. And he's impossible for him to be dark. The second part of this message is the ramifications of this. And this is what Apostle John goes on to discuss. The fact that God is light. And if we say we know him and walk in darkness, we're lying. We're not doing the truth. I'm going to share some scriptures today about this light, how profound. And all through the Old Testament, all through the scriptures, over and over and over, you'll see that the Lord is my salvation and my strength, and he's my light. Here's James, another apostle. James 1:17. Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. This is the Pater, Father of lights, Phos. He's the Father of light. Isn't that interesting? And there's no variableness, no shades, no degrees, absolute perfect light. And there's no turning like in an orbit of the celestial stars. He's saying that the Father is absolutely brilliant. That's who he is. And every good gift, every perfect gift comes out from heaven, from him, the Father of light. There's no shade, no changing. He's the same. Praise the Lord. These things are amazing. Absolutely amazing. Let's go to John chapter 1, the same apostle sharing in the Gospel of John. Chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This is John the Baptist. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lightens every man that comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And John bare witness of him, and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake. He that comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. He has revealed him. That is John 1. He's speaking of the light, and he's speaking of John the Baptist that bore witness of Jesus. Again, the light. The light of God is revealed in the ministry and life of Jesus, the Son of God. And he calls us. He says, I am the light of the world. Follow me. He that walks with me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Light of the world. John 8:12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Very interesting. Because now let's go back to the second phase of this message of 1 John. John bearing witness and testimony of what he's seen, what he seen with his own eyes, what he looked upon and his hands touched, the word of life, speaking of Jesus, the eternal life, the aeonian life, the age-enduring life, which was with the Father, was manifested, revealed in Jesus. And he says, we declare this unto you. And we heard a message from Jesus. And his message is, God is light. No darkness at all. Verse 6 of 1 John 1. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, these things I write unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that says, I know him, and keeps not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keeps his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. John gave a lot of proofs. He spoke about how you know a tree by its fruit. You know the true vine, and the believers are branches, and they bear fruit. And if you don't have the fruit, you're broken off. Matthew the apostle spoke of that the tree is known by its fruit. Wouldn't you like to have the love of God perfected in you? By abiding in Christ. Remember, Jesus is a living Lord. He has replaced Moses. Moses is dead. Moses' words were written. The commandments were written in stone. But the Lord Jesus is writing on the tables of our heart through the Holy Spirit. And he speaks. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And our Father has commanded and spoken through his Son, Jesus Christ. He that says he abides in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. 1 John 2:6. He that says he abides in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Brethren, I write no commandment to you, but an old commandment, which you've heard from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shines. He that says he's in the light and hates his brother, or despises his brother, or looks upon his brother in contempt, is in darkness even until now. He that loves his brother abides in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. This is very simple. But he that hates his brother is in darkness, and walks in darkness, and knows not where he goes, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. Jesus talked about the religious people that could use the law of Moses, use scriptures, things of God, but hated God, hated the prophets, hated Jesus, hated everything about that was truth. And they were blind, hypocrites. Blind people can't see where they're going. They're going to both fall in the ditch. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him, that is, from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you've overcome that wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is in the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away in the lust thereof, but he that does the will of God abides forever. Little children, it's the last time. And as you've heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who's a liar but he that denies that Jesus is the Christ? He's Antichrist that denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son, the same has not the Father, but he that acknowledges the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which you've heard from the beginning. If that which you have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, you shall also continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things I write unto you concerning them which seduce you. But the anointing which you have received of him abides in you, and you need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that does righteousness is born of him. I read a lot of the scripture so you can catch the words of God, the Spirit of God, because they agree. This is the way that someone that knows Jesus speaks. You hear the message? Sin not, don't be of the world, abide in the Lord. If you err, if you sin, if you transgress, ask for forgiveness, and the Lord will forgive you. But walk with him, hand in hand. Follow him. Jesus walks the straight gate, the narrow way. Not the broad gate, not the wide way. He walks the straight, narrow path unto eternal life, and very few will find it. Jesus was also talking in John 9:5. As long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. Then when Jesus departed, he sent the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, in his name. Spirit of truth, and that's the anointing, that's the Spirit, that's the truth, the Spirit of truth, that will guide us, lead us, show us, remind us, lead us, enlighten us. It's the Spirit of God. Some of the texts here I want to share from Psalms. Psalm 36, verse 9. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light shall we see light. Praise the Lord. God's not fooled by appearances. He's not deceived. In fact, Jesus said his eyelids try. He weighs the heart. He knows the heart. He rebukes hypocrisy that's acting, stage playing, and he's looking for reality, for truth in the inward part. So you see that with the eye of the Lord, with the light of the Lord, is how we have true sight, how we have true light. In your light, we shall see light. We want to not be judging by the appearance, but be judging righteous judgment, as what Jesus taught us. Psalm 43:3, oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Amen. Let them bring me into the holy hill and to your tabernacles. Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Some more text from Psalm 118:27. God is the Lord which has showed us light. Psalm 119:130, the entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding unto the simple. Psalm 139:11. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Proverbs 4:18. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shines more and more into the perfect day. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 13:9. The light of the righteous rejoices, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. You know, I want to remind you that in the very, very last days is a kingdom, a very unique kingdom, a conglomeration of previous world empires. It's called the Beast. And it will rule and reign in the earth 42 months. You'll require a mark to buy and sell. And this kingdom is so wicked because it is the opposite of the kingdom of God. It has an anti-leader, anti-Christ leader, where the Lord Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords that rules in the kingdom of God, that laid down his life to redeem as many as would call on him and believe on him and follow him. He is the Lord, but he's been so largely rejected. And at this culmination of this age, this great desire to conquest the world and govern by the dragon, the serpent, the devil, will have a kingdom and be mimicking God, mocking God by masquerading as if he was God, by knowing everything, seeing everything, hearing everything through the technology that we see coming to power even in our day. But God will judge that kingdom with darkness, great darkness. Darkness as in Egypt that could be felt. Revelation 16:10 says, and the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seed of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain. Ladies and gentlemen, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And this is the message that we've received. The Apostle John said that knew Jesus, had sat with him, ate with him, encountered him. And this is the message. He testifies and bears witness to us. Praise the Lord.